Welcome back to Shifas. It timed nicely. The Shifas is timing itself nicely that I think we'll be able to get the whole first parak in before everybody goes into the Yom Narayim, to Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, you could take with you a Sibidi Gemara, Chagiga, and review the first parak through the Yontif. And we'll see from there. Okay, so the Mishnah says in Tesamet Aleph. So we're talking about how the Shalmei Chagiga, the best time to bring the Shalmei Chagiga should be on the first day of Yontif. So the Mishnah discusses somebody who didn't do the Shalmei Chagiga on the first day of Yontif. Mi shelo chag b'yomtif rishon shel chag. By the way, how did I know it was talking about Shalmei Chagiga? How do you do this if you're learning this? So one way is you could look at Art Scroll. But another way is the Mishnah says the word chag. That's a code word for Chagiga. Number three, use Rashi. Rashi's there to help you. Mi shelo chag, shelo hevi chagigaso b'yom rishon shel chag. Someone who doesn't bring his shalmei chagiga on the first day of Yontif, so chogigas kol regel. He can offer the chagiga on any day throughout Yontif. V'yontif achron shel chag, even the last day of Yontif itself, even the last day of Yontif. Look at Rashi. V'yontif achron shel chag. Pause, by the way, before you look at Rashi. Why in the world would the Mishnah need to say that if it said you could use every day of Yontif? Why would it say even the last day? Why would I think not the last day? Oh, so Rashi says, Chogeg Shmini Atzeres. Afal Gav de Regel Bifnei Atzmohu. Even though it's a Regel Bifnei Atzmo, Havi Tashlumin de Rishon. It's a makeup for the first day. So Rashi was already bevorning this question. He felt that why would the Mishnah have to say even the last day if it said all the days? Because it's talking about Shmini Atzeres by Sukkot, which was a more controversial day. Wait, if you notice, a good trivia question is, what holiday was mentioned in the previous Mishnah? What holiday is hinted to in this Mishnah? So previous Mishnah, Pesach, we mentioned Pesach, and this Mishnah mentions Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres.
Maybe it's just talking about the last day, which is...
No, if once it said every day, why would I, you're thinking Yontif Sheni. No, but these korbanos can be brought Chol HaMoed.
Not Yontif Sheni, first of all, in Chutz Laaretz, you don't have a Shaila.
Yeah.
But you don't bring korbanos.
Exactly. There's no korbanos at that point.
But the day before Shmini Atzeres, maybe that's the last day.
Why wouldn't the Mishnah need to say it, though? If the Mishnah said every day, why would it need to say the last day? That's why Rashi was forced into a corner. Say Shmini Atzeres. Okay. Of a regular chag, if you entire Yontif passed it and didn't offer the chagiga, you're not chayev responsible for it. Because you can no longer bring the chagiga. Eino chay bechrusa, meaning you can't bring it anymore. Right? Al zed namar, about such a person, is said, mu'uvas lo yarchol litkon. A crooked thing can't be made straight. V'chisaron lo yachol lihimanos. And that which is lacking is no longer able to be counted. That's a great pasuk. Someone who's gone too far. That's from Eicha, right? No, Koheles. It's from Koheles. Koheles Perek Aleph, right? It's from Koheles Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tesvav. Me'uvas lo yachol litkon vechesron. That's how you read it. Vechesron. Me'uvas lo yachol litkon vechesron lo yuchal lihimanos. You have to read the Pasuk, right? Let's do it one more time. Me'uvas lo yachol litkon vechesron lo yuchal lihimanos. And that which is lacking can't be counted. Now the Mishnah does something which is more Gemara-like, less Mishnah-like, but it's in the Mishnah, where it gives you another example of how this pasuk could be applied. So here it is, another example. So the Mishnah says the following, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, or Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh says, Eizahu mu'uvas sha'eichol lehitkon. What is an example of crooked that it cannot be straightened? That's habo ala erva, one who sleeps with an erva, baholit mimena mamzer, and gives birth to a mamzer. Meaning, you could do tshuva all day. At the end of the day, the person's a mamzer. You can't take it back. Im tomer begona begozel. If you say the pasuk's talking about one who steals or robs, that can't be the pshat. Because yachol hu lachzirika, you can give back and make it right. You have mitzvah tashlumin. Another example of this pasuk, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, ein kor muvas. No one is called crooked. Crooked means you were good from the beginning, and then you were thrown off. Who is that? That's a Talmud Chacham who's porish mina Torah. That's a Talmud Chacham who separates himself from Torah. So, by the way, oh, good. That's going to be the discussion of Acher. That's how the Gemara is going to get to Rabbi Elisha ben Abuya, and Acher is going to come from this Mishnah. So to review this Mishnah, again, you got to make sure you know the Mishnah cold, because then the Gemara then follows and flows, as we said, like butter. So number one, someone who doesn't do the Shalmei Chagiga on the first day Yontif could do the rest of the days of Yontif. Then the Mishnah says, even the last day. Why would the Mishnah have to point out even the last day? We said the rest days. Comes Rashi and says, because it's talking about Shmini Atzeres, because it's regular Bifnei Atzma, you would have a Havamina that it can't be the Shalmei Chagiga.
I thought if you don't bring it the first day, you
no, we didn't. So where did you say that? Point to the Gemara. If you're middle of your group, you can't finish the next day unless you had in mind. We talked about Baltosif the second day. But this, you didn't bring it at all. This was from the beginning. Remember our list of the people, someone who was putter on the first day, could he bring on the second day or not, right? So we're not talking about here where you're putter. He just didn't get a chance to do it. So again, we'll analyze that. What? Maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah. No, because you can do Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed counts as one of the days Yontif here, vis-a-vis this stuff.
But we know that we make a special day on Hoshana Rabbah.
But I don't know why it'd be called last day of Yontif. I think Rashi's the Pshat here. Yeah, so that's why there's a list. Right, so that's why the Mishnah, the Gemara's in Sukkah, has a list of the things that it's similar. Yeah, you have to, the onus is on you, Walter, to make the case of what Acheron Shel Chag means, if not Shmini Atzeres. Yeah. Yeah, it's not sitting well with him. Well, you have homework if you see another pshat and what that line means. By the way, it's a line, which means there's definitely some pshat somewhere. Someone off the beaten path gave another pshat in this Mishnah. So we definitely could look into that. So again, this Mishnah starts with that. But then it goes into, if you miss the whole Yontif, then you're me'uvas shelo yachol litkon. You cannot fix it anymore. So that's it. When Gemara gives an example of that, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh gives the first example, Habala Erva, the Mamzer one. And then Rav Shimon ben Yochai gives his example where he says, no, it's got to be somebody who was off in the first place and then then became crooked. And that's a Talmud Chacham who separates himself from Torah. So the Mishnah said the Chagiga Sukkahs can be brought even on the last day of Yontif, meaning Shmini Atzeres. So, we're going with Shmini Atzeres. Minahani Mili, where do you get that from? Oh, see, there's no other pshat in this Mishnah because the Gemara is going to use. But let's see what the Gemara says. Am Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishmol. Nemar Atzeres B'Shvi Shel Pesach. Again, the Gemara is asking with Minahani Mili, basically the question of how could you say it if it is a regular Bifnei Atzmo? That's how you understand the Minahani Mili within this understanding. That's how you understand the Minahani Mili. How do you know to include Shvini Atzeres? So it says the word Atzeres by Shvi Shel Pesach on the seventh day of Pesach. And then it says Atzeres b'shmini shel chag, and therefore a gzeres shava is made between them. Ma'ala halan tashlumin, just as the day mentioned by the end of Pesach could be one of the days when you make up the Shalmei Chagiga, pashut and obvious. So too this one, Sukkah, can be made for a tashlumin. There you have it. Simple gzeres shava, which would then be responding to those who had a problem with the Shmini Atzeres pshat. Okay, so now let's do one more piece here about Mufna. Now, Mufna, the word Atzeres has to be free to let you learn the Gzeres Shava. The E love Mufna, because if it's not free, Ikala Mifrach, you could have then shot down the Limud. Mal is Shvi Shel Pesach, because Shvi Shel Pesach, no, Eino Choluk Milafonov. Its identity is unique in the sense that it does not distinguish from the days that came before it. Same halachas. Exactly same. You want to compare that to Shmini Shel Chag, to the eighth day of Sukkot, Shecholok Milafonov, which has so many laws that are different, like the Chassidim getting Azik, not getting Azik. You want to compare it to that? Meaning this is the Gemara is operating with that you have to know. This is one of those nuggets. We talked about loading nuggets online for people. Just Gemara, good Gemara background that you need. A Gzeres Shava is irrefutable only if the common word that it's utilizing is a free word. It's not superfluous according to the plain meaning of the context. So let's say that again. The Gzeres Shava is not going to hold its integrity unless the word that it's dancing around is a word that is mufna. What I mean by mufna is that It is superfluous in the text. Like, why do I need this there? Only then does it have enough integrity to hold the Gzeira Shava, to withstand challenges that may have been thrown at the Gzeira Shava. Right? So otherwise, Gzeira Shava could be shot down quite easily. So therefore, the point that Gemara is making is that this Gzeira Shava is very weak to begin with, because Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, is so different than the days beforehand. Last day of Pesach is not different at all. So the Gemara says this is only going to work if there's a word that's mufna here, or else this Gzeira Shava is going to get shot down. So the Gemara then says, okay, la'ai ufne mufna. Yeah, la'ai is a good word. La'ai means yeah. Ein hachanami. Lay ufne mufne. Yeah, it is free for the Gzeira Shava. Because look, michti, what does Atzeres mean? If we understand that Atzeres means atzor ma'asiyas malacha, stop doing malacha, it already says, haksiv, lo se malacha. It already says, don't do malacha. So Atzeres the kasav rachman alamli. So why in the world do you need this word Atzeres? Elishmamina la'af nuye, that it is free, that it is free. See how easy, I'm telling you, Chagiga was designed for Shifas. It flows so easily. You could say today so easy, and you're walking to the car to get your car. You say someone who did not bring the Shalmei Chagiga first day Yontif could bring the Kol HaRegel Kulo, Afilu Yom Achron, even the last day. Rashi explains to us in Shmini Atzeres. That'll be further verified by the context of the Gemara we just got to anyways. Then we continue on in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah then says, and if you missed it, Avar HaRegel, that's what we say from Ecclesiastes. Mu'uvas lo yachol litkon. That which is crooked cannot be fixed. Mu'uvas lo yachol litkon. That which is crooked cannot be fixed. And then Reb Shimon ben Menasya gives you an example of that pasuk. Very strange style for the Mishnah. He gives you a example of that pasuk, and his example of that pasuk is mamzer. And then we had Reb Shimon bar Yochai, who says no, it's got to be a guy who was frum at the beginning, then became krum. And therefore, that's what it means. That's what it means. The Gemara says, Minahani Mili, from where do you know this? We wanted to pack in our problems with the understanding of the Mishnah being Shmini Atzeres into the question, Minahani Mili. What was bothering us with the Mishnah's Rashi's interpretation of the Mishnah, we packed it into Minahani Mili. Why would you say Shmini Atzeres is the one that's included over there? How do you know? How do you know that Shmini Atzeres you're able to bring the Shalmei Chagiga? So we made a Gzeira Shava of Atzor from the last day of Pesach, where we know you could bring a Shalmei Chagiga, to Atzor on the last day of Sukkos. And therefore the Gemara says, but wait a second, that only works if one is Mufna, because otherwise I could destroy this Gzeira Shava. Because Pesach, the Atzeres of Pesach is the same as the rest of Pesach. Atzeres of Sukkos is not the same. So therefore, no, it is Mufna. Why? Because there's no need for the word Atzeres. If you want to say Atzor Mamalacha, I already have the Pasuk Lotas Amalacha. So therefore the word Atzeres is going to be Mufna, and it's strength and bolsters this Gzeira Shava. Let's stop there for today.